That jury decision in San Francisco on Friday is still sending shockwaves through the technology industry. The venture capital firm Kleiner Perkins, Caulfield & Byers walked away with a big victory. The plaintiff, Ellen Pao, claimed she was denied promotion and was ultimately pushed out of the firm because of gender bias and a workplace that was toxic for women. We heard during the trial about erotic poetry and boys-only meetings. The jury of six men and six women decided Ellen did not make her case. The firm won in court. But how about the court of public opinion? Liz Gaines and Nellie Bowles have been following the trial for Recode. They join us from San Francisco. Liz, Nellie, welcome back.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And what exactly was the decision? Explain what the four claims from Ellen Powell were.
Yeah, so it was a win. I don't know if I would say it was a big victory for Kleiner Perkins. Mm. And she did lose on all four claims. She lost 2-10 on three of them. And 3-9 on one on the retaliation claim that they fired her for complaining and filing the suit.
But yeah, I mean, there were two claims of gender discrimination and two claims of retaliation. And on all of them, Ellen Pao lost decisively.
Well, we heard stories, though. Tell us just a couple of the stories that we heard. Nellie, maybe you can pick up, you know, of some of the claims that were made.
Oh, well, I mean, there were some pretty salacious stories. Like you mentioned in the intro, there was the all-male ski trip where Pao felt excluded from sort of corporate social events. And there was a book of erotic poetry that she was given by a senior partner. And all of these figured in. Liz and I actually just this morning had breakfast with a juror who was telling us about how all of these elements figured into the conversation when the jury was deliberating.
Well, Liz, tell us about that. Yeah, what did the jurors say? You know, because
yeah,
of some,
yeah. I mean, this ended up being a very complicated case where both Ellen Pao and Kleiner Perkins didn't look great. But I thought that the juror's perspective was very interesting because he said that really what it came down to for them was the performance reviews. So they looked at Ellen Pao and they looked at three male partners who came in around the same time she did and were promoted when she was not promoted. And they decided by putting them all up on the wall, he said, that Ellen Pao's criticism was consistent and recurring throughout the years, while the male partners, when they were told that they had a problem, improved on it. And they felt like that made the difference.
And that these salacious incidents weren't actually that relevant. So there was this one plane trip that kept coming up throughout the trial, which was a plane trip in which Pao said men were talking about the Playboy Mansion and porn and which porn stars they like best, and she felt really uncomfortable. And that was a huge theme in the whole trial, but apparently the jury didn't really talk about it that much at all because there were some conflicting reports about what happened, and it was kind of a he said, she said. And the way the juror explained it this morning, he said, well, you know, I could see that kind of conversation happening if it were my client, and just sort of shrugging. And so I think that it was less shocking to people than it had been to her.
So the firm wins. But here's Ellen Pao speaking after the verdict. She said she was glad for the case, even though she lost.
I have told my story, and thousands of people have heard it. If I've helped to level the playing field for women and minorities in venture capital, then the battle was worth it.
And what are you hearing? You know, you said that this maybe wasn't a huge victory. Is that because maybe the firm might have won but didn't come out looking so great?
Absolutely. I don't know if Ellen Pao went into this wanting to become sort of a firebrand folk hero for women in Silicon Valley, but she has certainly become that.
Yeah,
the feedback, this is Liz, the feedback that we're getting is so worldwide and supportive of Ellen Pao. And I think that doesn't necessarily mean that the world is on Ellen Pao's side, but it does mean that people who see value in what she's talking about and who perhaps are women in the workplace, women in technology, who feel like there is a lot of unconscious bias, maybe not that gets to the legal level, feel empowered by what she's saying to tell us that they recognize that in their own lives. And we've seen, you know, there's already been two more gender discrimination lawsuits filed in Silicon Valley even before the trial was over, yeah. One against Facebook and one against Twitter. So I do think that there is going to be some kind of a springboard effect from this particular trial. And, you know, we're only on the first day back since the jury came back with their verdict. So we don't know where it's going to go, but it does seem to have reverberations.
Well, Babson College studied gender imbalance, and they found that 94% of investment partners at U.S. firms are male. The Boston Globe quotes an officer at a company here, Breakaway, who said, it's a boys' network. Guys are friends in business school. They help each other get jobs. But that official was also so affected by the Babson study that he's contacted Babson about hiring women. You know, so is it maybe about just placing it in front of people that there might be changes. Ellen Powell seems to indicate she hopes.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully. That's how culture changes, right? People stand up and start making a fuss, and then the conversation gets bigger, and then people change.
And whether or not there was bias here, there are incredibly unequal numbers of women in venture capital. Yeah. And that extends into the technology industry. I think the percentage of women working in tech is something like 15%, and yeah, in venture capital, something like 9%.
Oh, it's atrocious. Yeah. I mean, it's really. And well, venture capital matters so much because that's the grease of the wheels of the whole machine.
Right. We should.
And
don't
so
just...
if your stats are so skewed in VC, it reverberates out right to the entire industry.
Women are not being invested in. Liz Gaines, Nellie Bowles, we'll leave it at that. Covering that big Silicon trial for Recode. For a link to the reporting, go to herenow.org. Liz, Nellie, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.